let's call it the three major points that we discussed, is that I was very focused on this issue of kofin osa ad sheyomer rotza ani, as it applies to korbanos. And Tosfos is, you know, very powerful heyara, and they say, well, it's so no, you know, that should mean that it's a higher standard of ratzon, right? Because, you know, your kofin al komitzos asay, as long as it's not matzen schara kasav etzida. So one of the things that we suggested in that case is that you might be willing to sacrifice in one individual case. I was trying to make the argument, maybe delchak, maybe not, that there's a vested interest that Besdin has in making sure that A, people are makbid in nidarim, and B, especially, you know, nidre gavoa, right? So that people don't, you know, come to the point where they're mizalzel in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be, you know, a catastrophic failure. You know, Besdin HaGadol is rooted in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, Misham Teitzei Hora Ali Yisrael. Also in terms of nidarim, you know, the idea of, you know, of the whole concept of, you know, Hataras Nadarim and Yachid Mumcha and Bezdin Shal Shalosh. So I think on both of those counts, I'm trying to make a two-pronged argument, both Mitzad Nadarim and Mitzad Korbanos, it makes a lot of sense to say that we would, you know, maybe sacrifice a little bit of the Ratzon of one person. We would use Kfia if it meant, you know, V'cholam Yishmu V'yiro V'lo Yizidun Od. The second point that, you know, we were very focused on is what I think is, you know, it's just one of these examples how all of our hashkafa is really rooted in halacha. And that is to say, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is makbid in the kavod ha'aniyah more than he's makbid in his own kavod, in terms of the standards of Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara is trying to figure out, right, Eitan, you think you said it very well yesterday, right, that in the end of the day, it's a neder. So it should be tied into nedarim in general. Omer Salazal is Taka, Nadar, Nadar Gadol, Leloke Yisrael. But Meidach, in the end of the day, there are Aniyim, and they have really legitimate needs, and they can't wait for Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkis, or Regalim Kisidran. They're in dire straits. And so, even though, I don't think it's a deflection of the Havamina, that it's still a Nadar, but in the final analysis, the needs of the Aniyim are like Gover on that, which I think is a very powerful idea. It's still within the Gedder of Nedarim. Omer Salazal Tzaka, Nadar Nedar Gadol, Elokei Yisrael. There's a Bin Adon L'Makom, you know, aspect that's very pronounced, that's very profound. But the Aniyim still have to come first. I just can't say enough about that line of the Gemara. So then the third point we were talking about was the Din of Yerusha. And we were thinking about it very much along the same lines. And the more that we think about this as the responsibility of the noder, so the yoresh could have a chiyuv and achrayus, but, you know, he benefits from being the yoresh of his father. There are certain liabilities that come along with him being the yoresh of his father. Right, if his father wasn't responsible, I shouldn't even say that, that's not fair. But a person, you know, has chovos that can come with Yerusha. So a chov doesn't imply an iser of Baal Ta'achar. If you see it more as a din in the behema, that this, you know, comes to animate the animal itself, so that's, you know, a really interesting question. So the Gemara says, no. And so, you know, we came down on the side that ultimately the Yoresh was not going to be locked in to Baal Te'acher. So that was another, you know, very important point of discussion. So we left it off with the question of Isha, the Machlokes about what her role is in Simcha. Does she have the same din in terms of Shalmei Simcha? Does she have just the beneficiary role? Is it like Rashi says, you know, V'samachto tau v'secha, Big Day Fishtan, Big Day Tzivonin, you know, Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, you got to know the style. Ibayelahu, three lines at the bottom. Bechor me'ema saimono no shana, so Ibayelahu marisha shen no lad, even though, of course, at that point, it's Mechusar's man. V'achar Yaakov Amar, Misha shenir el lehartza. No, you would count it from 8 days, right? Shivas yomim mityayim imo v'yom hashmini tino li v'lo plegi habitam habibalmum. It depends what the tilas of this animal is. If it's kachem isbeach, that's one thing. If it's a balmum, that's another. So balmum imati achalei, right? Was a balmum going to be ra'i for achila? So the kimble bay shekalu lo chadasha. No, it's no longer mechoser zman. So just like we have shloshim yom lenefel, we have 8 days as not just a shiur in Mizbeach, in terms of it being Mechusar's man, but even in terms of, you know, basically kind of an analog of Trefa, that we don't know whether it's even going to be the kind of animal that could survive. Rashi points out, "Mimatzi achalei biyom shenola doma nefil havavein shchita mitaraso achi yishe shmona yamim." The shuv navakle michal nefil t'tanya rishingum liolomer kol shashash shloshim yom ba'adam eno nefil uva behema shmona yamim. So it, again, it has implications from mizbeach. It has implications mitzad. So again, in our Mishnah, somebody only had, it was a Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, and it turns out to be a Daf Gimel Miralef Malchai Yisrael, and also the Regalim. So now we're adding in Chadashim, Iburim, Shumashkalim, V'yeshomrim, and there's another day here for Afla Schiras Batim, the Chadashim, That's when things are ripening, right? The spring, heavy omers, and Nisan, Vikari, the Rishon, Ve'ema Iyar, Ba'inan Avi Veleka, Ve'ema Adar, Ba'inan Rov Avi Veleka. Some things do actually blossom in Adar. And also, by the way, it depends where you are in the world. The Ritva has a position like that in terms of the Birkas Ha'ilanos. So, Ba'inan Rov Aviv Veleka. So, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. So, the Gemara rejects it. So, you would think, wow, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chadashim, it's not enough. Elim Rav Chistam, Yehachach, V'chamisha, Asarim, L'chodesh HaShvi, Ba'aspecham, Izdavu HaSaaretz, Ezeu Chodesh HaYishbo HaSifo, HaViyomer Zeh Tishrei, V'kakari Leh Shvi. So, if Tishrei is the Shvi, so we could do the mathematics. And by the powers of higher calculus, some of you guys are taking the AP, so you know this. So if Tisrei is a Shvi, so Memela Nisan is the Rishon. That, I think, even Mr. Behedi will be Moda. So La Adar Ba'ina, Haviyomer Zeh Tisrei, Gharli Shvi, Ve'ema Mar Cheshvan, Umay Shvi Shvi Le'iyar. So maybe Iyar is really the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Ba'ina Asiv V'lek, Ve'ema Elol. So again, it's not the majority of the asif which would go on in that month. So midi rov asif ksiv, it just says, asif. Elamar ravina, davrizami taras moshe rabbeinu lulamanu, bidivri kabbalah lulamanu. B'yom esim varbala ashtezer chodesh, hu chodesh shvan, so that's a pasuk, you're gonna see the theme here. That is a pasuk in Zechariah, which is the very beginning. I think that is also Zechariah. Yes, correct. It is the seventh parak of Zechariah. So again, you can do the math. It always comes out that Nisan is the Rishon. V'ibay say mehacha, b'chodesh Rishon u'chodesh Nisan, u'v'chulu my time v'lo'ami mehai, d'ilma mai, Rishon u'milse. Maybe it was the month in which it happened. So why do I keep on pointing out? They're all from Esther or Zechariah. Why does that matter? That we ultimately end up figuring out that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. So this is what the Ramban has, right? This is the seminal essay of the Ramban, and Bo, Kesa Ben Sion, just put it into the record for us.
The naming of the months comes from the time of after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that we pick up the months of the Gullus that we're in.
Right. V'liyomer l'chai Hashem asher lech chamei Eretz Yitzrayim, kiim chai Hashem asher helas chamei Eretz Tzafon. And therefore, it's no longer Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. That's when we picked up the names of the Babylonian months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, etc. Vitana didan, our Mishnah doesn't have it. Bishanim kamayri b'chadashim lo kamayri. We were dealing with things that are not about the months, but about annual processes. Li'iburin minisan manino vatanya ein ma'arben hashana levnei Rosh Hashanah. The earliest time that you could possibly do it is Rosh Hashanah, 6 months later. V'yim iburin emilbaris, it's not even effective. Avol b'nei adchak ma'arben osachar Rosh Hashanah miyad. The only month that you could add in is the month of Adar. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ma Iburin, Hafsakas Iburin. So when we talked about Iburin, we're talking about the last opportunity. It's on Hein Heidu Shem Arben Hashadah Kol Adar Shei Omer Marah Purim. Some people thought it was Tom Purim. That sounds familiar. My time in the man de Amarada Purim. Kivan de Marar Sholin Milchas Pesach Chodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. Asi lezulzulei bechametz. They're even more dramatic right, formulations of this, that the Shluchei Bezdin are going to be sent out of town. You know, nobody's going to pay attention to them. Okay, hopefully people are having here fond memories of the Yerushalmi, the Beis Havad, the street. You know, people are influenced by the Beis Havad, the Ritva. Okay, so in any event, they're not even going to believe them. You know, you got to trust people a little more. The Shasa me'abrasa b'chushbana tayamilsa. People are willing to cut the rabbis a little bit of slack. They're not going to say, what are you talking about? It was Purim. Pesach is coming in 30 days. They're going to say, no, the rabbis, they had to do some homework. They had to figure it out. It's very optimistic that the Gemara is willing to even consider this as an ikadamri, that they're willing to cut the rabbis some slack. Okay, we should all be inspired right now. Okay. Vitana did not. Nonetheless, it didn't make an entire Mishnah, so maybe not so much. Okay. Vitani didan v'aschala kamayri v'asaka lo kamayri. Right, that makes perfect sense that they weren't saying Nisan is going to be Rosh Hashanah the Ibur in the sense that it's the absolute cutoff. Okay, l'truma ashkala minalan ariyoshi amerkar zosu laschodesh bechad shol lechadshi hashana metara chadesh v'havei korban mitruma chadasha v'gam yishana shana min Nisan dechsev rishon hulacham lechadshi hashana. So that posuk makes a comeback. V'leg mor shana shana mitesh v'dechsev v'reishis hashana. The ad acharis shana dan in shana sheish ima chadashim, the pasuk in bow rishon hulachem lechad she hashana mishana sheish ima chadashim vein dan in shana sheish ima chadashim shana sheish ima chadashim amar v'yehuda amar shmuel karbanos tzibor abayim v'achar v'nitzan mitzvah lahavi min hachadash v'hevi yuna yashan yatsa ela shechiser mitzvah. So Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, Korbanos Tzibor that come already on the 1st of Nisan, they should really come from the new funds. But if they come from the older funds, it's acceptable. It's not optimal, but it's acceptable. But you're missing out on the mitzvah of Havei Mi Truma Chadasha. There's a beautiful thing about starting off the new year and starting off the new year in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Chisar Mitzvah Tani Nam Yach, Korbanos Tzibor Rabbanu, Be'echad v'nisa, and a mitzvah havi min achadash, v'hevi min a yashan yatsa, shechiser mitzvah, v'yachid shehisnadev, let's say it's not a korban tzibor, let's say it's a yachid that's giving it a dava, mishalok sheirin, bilvad sheyimsareim l'tzibor, but he should have in mind to really surrender the funds, the tzibor, so it has the same, I guess, you know, pragmatically, the same kind of a status of truma chadasha, because it's new to the Beis HaMikdash. So pshita, well, that's an obvious solution. So ma would say, malecho shema, lo yimsereim letzibor yafa yafa. It's a really interesting idea. Yafa yafa belev shalem. What does this remind you of? The halacha that we spend so much time on this year, right? Lo yimsereim letzibor yafa yafa. What does that remind you of? Like in terms of, we're a little skeptical. The Rav would always say, you know, we're skeptical of what's going on in the heart of men. Ki yakov alevu v'anushu miyedaenu. So what does that remind us of? Eitan.
The Ron about Bittel?
Yeah, exactly. You know, did he really mean it? Like, we took our kids to Krispy Kreme today. I told them that's the definition of a gluska yafe, v'day te love. I don't know much about donuts, but apparently this is a whole different thing from... I'm sure there are people who prefer Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to take sides. It's not right. But we were taking them to Van Son Park, and it's right there, it's right on the way. And my wife said they got a treat. I don't know for what, but they did something. Or maybe we were bribing them, but it could have been anything. But we went through, and so in any event, that's where the rubber hits the road. The guy really did Bittel. You know, it's a Krispy Kreme. It's going to really last. Okay. So, Kamashma, Vitani Dan, Keva Digtani, Mehevi Yatza, Lopsikale. So, you know, the our Mishnah is a purist. So he says, unless it's like, you know, absolutely Makev, I'm not putting it in the Mishnah. So it's only the Chatchila. It doesn't quite make the cut. So Tosus points out something, Aliba, the Gemara in the Hamsheikh. Right? So he's talking about things that come automatically, as opposed to here, the truma would have to be collected. So again, this wasn't even the dominant position of the Brayse, then no zecher to the Mishnah, but it's a yesh omrim. So Tanur Rabbanan Maskir Bais Chaver L'Shana Monash Neimasar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. V'yimam L'Shana Zo, Afidu L'Amar Ela Be'achar Be'adar, Kevin Shigir Yom Echar V'Nisan, also L'Shana. V'yalfidu Ma Damar Yom Echar B'Shana Chashiv Shana, that's what we saw early in the Masachta by Malachim, Shani Hacha De Lo Tarachin Ish L'Megar Beis Ela Batar Mitlasin Yomin. What do you guys think about this? How do you interpret the Gemara? The Gemara says, even if you generally are of the view that Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashi V'Shana, when it comes to Schiras Batim, we can't believe that people are going to do it Batir Mitzlas and Yom. How do you understand that? People are not going to go through the trouble. It's like an Umdana, an Anansade in the Gemara. How do you interpret the idea? Ilan, go ahead. What's the Svara?
Well, it takes time to find somebody to rent out your house and to sign up the contract, so you don't want to do it for such a short period of time and then have to re-find somebody.
Yeah, so again, hein mitzad the socher and hein mitzad the maskir, it's a to-do. It's a to-do. So, I don't know if Airbnb changed anything, but it's a big deal, you know? To find a tenant, to find an apartment. People don't typically, there's an assumption, it's a very important assumption in the Gemara, that people don't typically, it's not a natural thing that people are going to be so transient unless they can, they have no choice. You know, people, chas v'shalom, are destitute and they have to, you know, move around constantly. But people typically are not going to secure residence for less than 30 days. Lo tarachin is omegar besa lebatzer. So the reason that I'm dwelling a little bit more on this point that you might think is natural is that we were recently talking about this in the Rambam Chabura, that generally speaking, in terms of the B'nai Ho'ir, which with all of the privileges and responsibilities that come with that, so the standard time is Yud Beis Chodesh. But I've mentioned to you many times in the context of Ma'os Chitim, we're talking about the Rambam Chabura, that the Smak has a Shita that in a more modal, mobile society, so we go to Shloshim Yom. Once a person is a place for Shloshim Yom, so they're qualified as a resident of that place, because we assume that people are a little bit more mobile. So it struck me, you know, in this Gemara, like why I don't know why you say week. So maybe this is part of that svara for the smak, right? That 30 days, that's sort of like the minimum amount of time that we would assume somebody would relocate for. Okay. So Ema Tishrei Stam Ki Agar Inish Beisa L'Chula Yemos HaGishamim Agar. So it can't be Tishrei because when a person, this is also part of the calculus, when a person is in the wintertime, people really don't want to move in the wintertime. Ada Yom Hazeh, when do people move into town? In the springtime. People come in, they come in over the summer. It's very unpleasant to move during the winter. V'tanakama debraisa tanididan benisa nami mishkach shchiach kitre. So this was just a yeshom in the braisa. And it didn't make it into our Mishnah at all. They don't think that Reis Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, the Schiras Batim, because there can still be weather events in Nisan. Okay. Be'echad v'elo Rosh Hashanah the Maisa Behema. Mani Reb Meir, the Tani Reb Meir, Omer Be'echad v'elo Rosh Hashanah the Maisa Behema. So again, Aser Taser, you can't take, you know, you have to separate out the years. V'galim Mani, Rabbi Shimon hi. Same as Sefer, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Be'echad B'tishrei. So Reisha v'Seifa Rabbi Shimon Mitziyasa Rabbi Meir some Rabbi Yosef Rabbi even Asivli bid the Tanai, Regalim Sarv like a Rabbi Shimon and Meisav Behemer Sarv like a Rabbi Meir, which is bad for me because I like, you know, Rabbi Meir sheet about the Regalim, but that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was able to pick and choose and organize the Mishnah the way that he wanted. So Yachi Arba Chamisha Avu, because once we throw that in, so then it's really five different Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Rava Arba LaDivrei Hakol, everybody can agree to at least four. The Rabbi Meir Arba Dal Regalim, because he doesn't hold. Of Nisan being for Regalim, because he just says the first regal that you're Pogeyabo, Uvasa Shama Vevesem Shama, or as we saw yesterday, maybe it's based on Motzas Vasecha, the Rabbi Shimon Arba Dal Meiser Behema, which is, according to him, Echad B'Tishrei, so Echad B'Elul has no Yichus. Now again, we said before also that it's a little bit of a misnomer when we think about the Regalim being Echad B'Nisan, because it's really As we said, Tesva of Nisan. It's only Malachim that's Achad in Nisan. So Nachmar Yitzchamar Arba Chadashin Uvahen Kama Rashi Shanim. So he says, maybe it's just the 4 months that we're interested in pointing out. Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Shvat. So Meisve, Shishasar B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Omer, Shisha B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Shtei Alechem. So the Rava Lisnei Shisha should be up to 6. So Nachmar Bar Yitzchak Lisnei Chamisha should at least be 5. Amar Papa, Ki Kachashiv Midi Dechayel Me'orta. Midi lo chayal meorta lo kachashiv. You bring the carbon omer during the day. Miyom haviyachem es carbon alokeichem. Biyom hakriv chamesa omer. So very regalim de lo chayli meorta, right? Because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't function for korbanos at night. Vekachashiv. So came under sitzarich li suyi meikara, since you should have already brought it. Mechayiv. So we'll count it vekayiv. Vere yovlos de lo chayli meorta. Vekachashiv. So Rabbi Shol Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Rokana, Hida Amar Rosh Hashanah Chayil Yovel. That we really have this fascinating idea, we'll come back to it a little bit later on in the Masachta, that really the Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah. Remember you have those 10 intermediate days? We spoke about this, we speak about this all the time, like every year I end up talking about this, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's a time of Hipoch, because the Avadim, you know, are under, you can't be Meshavi the Avadim, but they don't go back to their homes, and the Karkos are resting, and, you know, Atrosein Biroshehen, so it's like called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Darais, the whole concept, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is really rooted in this idea of Hipoch that goes on between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah Breda Rav Idi Amar Chashev Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa, Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa Lo Chashev. So what's the Maisa of Yovel? The Shofar. So we'll talk about later what's the essence of the Yovel. It's a beautiful Gemara in the Masech. The Verigalim, Midi Tali B'Maisa, Vika Chashev. So the Gemara says not so fast. Baal Ta'acher M'Mela Chayel. It really comes on its own, right? This Sheva Al Tasa, you'll violate Baal Ta'acher. Very Yovlos, Rabbi Shom Nosh, Rabbi Yochan Brokahi. Rashi says, Shu Tali B'Tkia. Ravashi Amar Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim Shein Ba'arba Rosh Chadashim Be'echad B'Shvat Kibei Shamai. So the Gemara doesn't like that, because if you want to say that we're only listing the ones that are on Rosh Chodesh, in other words, Dal Mehacha Regalim, because Regalim is Tesvav Nisan, so then that would end up being Alibah Debei Shamai. So the Gemara corrects that a little bit and says, Hachi Kamar Shloshel Devei Akol Be'echad B'Shvat. That's a Machlokes Be'i Shamai and Be'is Hillel. Okay. So here we get to a little bit more interesting discussions about possibly adding in more. And we said, we're not counting Chadash, and we're counting annual events, and we're counting events that are not Hafsakos, we're counting only Haschalos, and we're counting events that are already Chayil Meorta, that the Yom is Holy Chachar Halayla, and it's something that happens automatically. It's not going to be a Midi Detali B'Maisa. Okay. Very good. So we'll hold it up here.